Today, Merrill Lynch agreed to pay $100 million to settle charges that it misled investors with inflated stock ratings. The nation's largest brokerage firm will make the payments to New York and other states. The settlement resolves a 10-month investigation by New York's Attorney General, who uncovered embarrassing emails in which Merrill Lynch analysts made negative comments about the very same stocks they were recommending. NPR's Beth Fertig reports.
The investigation by New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer focused on a basic conflict of interest. Merrill Lynch analysts, who are ostensibly independent, were accused of giving favorable stock ratings in order to help the firm secure lucrative investment banking fees. Spitzer says today's agreement ends that conflict.
It changes the way Wall Street operates, severing the direct links between the research and banking divisions that tainted investment advice.
Under the settlement, Merrill Lynch will create a new committee to review all stock ratings for objectivity, and it will monitor electronic communications between investment bankers and its stock analysts. The company will also appoint a monitor to ensure compliance with the agreement. But the key reform, says Spitzer, is that the compensation of Merrill Lynch research analysts will no longer be tied to the firm's investment banking business.
The core of the problem was analysts believing that their compensation was contingent upon satisfying investment banking needs, generating deal flow. We have severed that through the explicit statements in the settlement agreement, which says that there will be a complete separation between analyst compensation and investment banking.
Spitzer had been threatening to file criminal charges against Merrill Lynch. The $100 million fine the company agreed to pay New York and other states is smaller than what some analysts were predicting. The company also stopped short of admitting any wrongdoing, which could have opened the way for more lawsuits by individual investors. Several are now in the pipeline. The company did apologize for what it called inappropriate communications brought to light by the investigation, a reference to company emails in which analysts disparaged the same stocks they were still telling the public to buy. CEO and President David Kamansky said Merrill Lynch stands by its research division, and he said this agreement would strengthen its commitment to investors.
We intend to rigorously enforce not just the words of the agreement, but the spirit of the agreement. I think by doing that and by taking other actions that can reinforce our history and who we've been and what we are, we'll be able to regain the confidence of the investing public in short order.
Merrill's stock rose in afternoon trading. The company's image had taken a beating from the probe by Spitzer. Last month, Merrill agreed to include a warning on its stock recommendations, advising investors that it may be doing business with a company whose stock it's rating. While many in the financial industry have long known about the inherent conflict of interest between analysts and investment banking clients, individual investors aren't always so savvy. Ken Janke, chairman of the Michigan-based National Association of Investors Corporation, says he thinks the changes at Merrill will affect other firms.
There are others that are being investigated at the present time. When Merrill Lynch gets a cold, everyone else gets a flu, so it would be very difficult for someone not to follow their lead.
New York State Attorney General says he hopes this agreement will be a template for the other brokerage firms that are now being investigated by his office and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Today, Goldman Sachs announced it will now review how it pays its stock analysts. Beth Fertig, NPR News, Washington.